Hangzhou-based Kia Group became the first Chinese textile maker to set up a subsidiary in the United States 7 months ago. Its U.S. branch, the Kia America Corporation, is located in Lancaster County, South Carolina. Its establishment has created a new series of job opportunities for people in the community.
Because I have a kid and a part-time job, that doesn't work out so well.
This plant is a lot cleaner, a lot cleaner.
Textile manufacturing had been a backbone industry in Lancaster County for decades. However, that ended 8 years ago when local textile giant Sprint Mills went bankrupt after 120 years of operation, leaving thousands unemployed. Bob Bundy, chair of the Lancaster County Council, says getting people back to work is critical.
Unemployment number during the height of the Depression or so were up in the mid-teens, like 15 or 16%. Which is very, very high. Now it's down around 6% or so. I think that it's a fundamental thing that people, you know, need to be working and producing.
The Chinese company's plant produces around 60 tons of yarn every day. Around 20 Chinese executives form the nucleus of the company's leadership. Wang Ke, plant manager, says setting up a branch in the U.S. not only helps lower their production costs, but also gives them access to the global market.
We are very confident in expanding our market. Kia deals with Chinese clients when we are in China. But here in the U.S., we've brought in an advanced management and manufacturing team, and we are ready to deal with clients from around the world.
While the management team may be prepared to deal with the international community, getting the local workforce on board does have its challenges. Otis Perkins is a workshop director for Kia America Corporation.
Where they work, company comes first over everything. Unfortunately, see, Americans don't think that way. They think of their life, their kids, their children, and that comes first. And then the company.
Despite the challenges in the new market, Kia America Corporation still has plans to expand its production in Lancaster County, which will mean employing more workers in the near future. For CRI, I'm Qi Zhi.